This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Nida, Type Number 3.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Reb Shimon ben Reb Yitzchok Kolodny, Zichron Levroche. Amagit Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We are holding in Perek Zayin of Masechta Nida, Perek Dam Nida, at the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. And the Mishnah says, the blood of a Nida, or the flesh of a mace, are metame not only if they are lach, if they are wet, but even if they are yavesh, even if they are dry. But that which comes from a zav, for example, saliva, whether it comes from a zav, from a sheretz, an avela, or shechvah zera, these are only metame if they are wet, not if they are dry. And if it's dry, but if you can moisten it and it'll become wet again, then it can still be metame. Rabbi Yossi says a mace would be tahar. And the Gemara says, what a nida is metame via sitting or touching has a din of an afatuma, and it can be metame adam ubegadim. Daf nun hei. Every part of a mace can be metame something else except the hair, teeth, and nails, unless they are attached to the body. Then they can be metame. If a behemoth loses its flesh, it becomes an avela, since skin cannot regenerate, and you cannot do shchita then on this behemoth. Spit of a zav is metame no matter where it comes from, the mouth or even from the nose. There are different liquids from a zav that can be metame, for example, saliva or tears. Finally, wounding someone is like killing them, since they shed blood. Mali kotla kula, mali kotla palgam. What's the difference if you kill them completely or you kill them just a little bit by hurting them or wounding them? Daf Nun Vav. Reish Lakish says, if a sheretz is dried out, but its figure remains completely whole, then it can still be metame. The Gemara says something dry is still considered lach if after you soaked it for 24 hours, it has reinstated its moisture. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, it must be lukewarm for the entire 24-hour period of Me'ei Slais. The Mishnah. If a dead sheretz was found in a mavoi, in an alleyway, then it's metame any taharis that were in the mavoi, lemafreya, going back until we know vadai that the sheretz was not there in the mavoi. And the same with a kesem on a beged of a woman. We say that she's metame taharis, lemafreya, all the way going back, until she knows for sure that she checked it or she washed it. But if the kesem was lach, we can be more mekel, since it would have to be more fresh. Gemara. The chazaka is that most people, when they clean a mavoi, are baidik it for dead shrutzim, so the mafreya would mean the last time it was sweeped. The same analysis would apply to a nida being baidik her clothing by kibus. The next Mishnah. A kesem from rekem is tahar, since the town of Rekem was a town of Goyim, and dam of a Goy is tahar. Rabbi Yehuda says it's tame, since some are gerim, so it may really be dam nida, therefore it's metame. If it comes from Goyim, then it's tahar. From Yisraelim, then it's a machloikis. Rabbi Meir says tame, the Chachamim say tahar. Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan says we can accept gerim from these towns that we're talking about here in the Mishnah. And finally, whether kusim are considered real gerim or not is a machloikis. Machloikis is kusim. Are they gere emes, or are kusim gere arois? The Mishnah. All kisamim are tahar, except in a room or a beis hatuma. A beis hatuma of a kusi is metame be'oihel, since they bury nefalim there. The rule is that a kusi is believed on what he is makpid on. For example, since they're makpid on kvarim, we can believe him on anything that have to do with kvarim. But if we're chayshid in their hakpada on any certain inyan, then we cannot trust them on that particular question. Daf Nun Zayin, Gemara. They're makpid on marking their kvarim, since the Torah mentions it. If we have a kever in a field, and someone plowed the field, we have to be chayshish for tuma in a large area, since it's possible that a shear of etzem kisa'ira, which is what's needed for tamei meis, could be in a large area, and this is midrabanan. Finally, we don't believe kusim for mitzvahs that they're not makpid on. For example, trumas and yayin esach. This marks the end of this parak. Parak Ches Haraya Kesem, the Mishnah. If a woman finds a kesem, this is a spot of blood, and she finds a spot of blood, the kesem, on her flesh, so now it's a suffix if it's damnida or not, If it's opposite the makam ha'erva, we assume that it's damnida. If it's not, we say that it's tahira. On top of the foot, we say that it's tameh. Gemara. If a woman checked the ground and it was clean, and she sat down and later on she found dam on the floor, we say that she's tahar, even though it vare must have come from her. Since she had no hargasha, she had no feeling that she had the dam that came out, therefore we say it's tahar. If a woman was urinating and she saw dam, if she was standing, we say that it's tameh even without hargasha, because maybe there was hargasha, but she didn't feel it since she was urinating. However, if she was sitting, we say that it's tahira. There are three svekas by dam isha. Number one, if she finds dam on her skin, we go la chumra. If she finds it on a beged, we go la kula. And if she sees dam periodically, then it depends on roif. Daf nun ches. Rav Nechanya had a rule. If dam of a kesem, which is from an isha, is found on an item which is not mekabel tuma, for example, it's found on the ground, then we are mekel. The paiskim discuss whether items, for example, begadim, or items of paper or plastic, are considered as dvarim hamekabolim tuma or not, with regard to the laws of ksamim. Ayin and igros maishi yaradeich el gimel simen nun gimel. What if a kesem is an unusual shape, which would have to come from damnida? It would have to come from damnida. Then we say that it depends on where it's found and what it looks like. If a woman A checked a beged and found no kesem, then she gave it to woman B. Then they found a kesem. We say that A is tahar, but B is tmeya. The Mishnah. A woman can be taila dam she sees to any external source. For example, if she shechted an animal, she can be taila the dam on that animal. Or if she has a wound, she can say that it came from that, and therefore she's kasha. Gemara. To be taila the dam in something else, the maximum size can only be a gris, which is the size of a small coin. If a city has a lot of chazerim, a lot of pigs, and pigs eat a lot of shkatzim and ramasim, and they spray a lot of dam, we can assume that kesamim are from that, not from dam nida. When we say that a maximum shear is kigris, it's a machlekes if that is ad veloyad bichlal, which is the shita of Rapuna, means only up to a gris but not as much as a gris, or ad viad bichlal, and it includes the actual size of a gris. This is the shita of Rav Chisda. Nafnun tes. Even though kesamim are midirabanan, it's a shaila if when we have a suffix by kesamim, if we go lahakil or lahachmer. Finally, Rav Elazar ben Rav Tzadik said, any blood on a bedika cloth, even just a tipas dam, we say that we go lahachmer, and the halacha is like him. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak tes. Ha'isha shehi aisa. The Mishnah. If a woman urinated and found dam, Rameir says, if she's standing, she's tmeya. If she's sitting, she's tahira. Basi says, in both cases, she's tahar. If a man finds dam while urinating, we assume that it came from a woman. The next Mishnah. If a woman lent a beged to a different woman, a nachris, a nida, she then got it back and she found dam on it, she can assume it came from the second woman. If three women wore the same beged or sat on the same bench, which both are mekabel tuma, by the way, if we find a kesem, all are tameh. But if they all sat on a stone bench, which is something which is not mekabel tuma, Rav Nechemi says they're not tameh, since if it isn't mekabel tuma, then it's not mekabel kesamim as well. Daf Samach. If we have two people, a tameh and a tahar, and two roads, one which is tameh and one which is tahar, and don't know who took which one, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says we assume the tameh person took the road which was tameh. According to Rebbe, both are tameh, since you can't be taila for sure who took which road. Rav Nechemi said the tuma regarding kesem does not take hold on an item that is not mekabel tuma. And if it lands on the outside of a kli cheres cannot become tameh on the outside, only on the inside, then it's also not mekabel tuma from a kesem. The next Mishnah. Three women slept in one bed, and they found dam. We say all are tameh. But if one woman did a bedika, and found blood came from her, we can be tailored in her, and the other two are tahira. And if one is pregnant, where it's unlikely for her to see any dam, we can assume that she is tahar. Gemara. The check of one woman finding must happen immediately. If someone puts his finger in his eye, no tears come out. But as soon as he removes it, the tears come quickly. This is a mushel to the case of quick dam, which comes outside of the aver. All of these women, if they're part of a Safek group, which we mentioned in the Mishnah, we can be toilet at the dam did not come from them. Pregnant women, a nursing woman, an old woman, or a basula. Unless there are three women who are all pregnant, then if we see dam, we must say all are tame, since it had to come from somebody. Daf Samech Aleph, the Mishnah. Three women are in one bed, and blood was found under the middle woman. We say all are tame. If it was found by the woman by the wall, the two inner ones are tame, but the outer one is tahor. But if they entered on top of each other, then all are tame. If two checked and they are tahor, and one did not check, we can be tell that dam came from the one who did not check. If all three checked, then we say that all of them are tame, because again, it has to have come from somebody. Gemara. One area where there was a Safik Tuma, they found a boar full of bones. This was the boar that Yishmael used for the bones of Gedaliah ben Achikam and his friends after Yishmael killed all of them. And Gedaliah really should have been more suspicious about the rumor that was said that Yishmael was trying to kill him. The Gemara says to get rid of a kesem in a beged, you must treat it with seven detergents. If we lose the location of shatnez in a beged, you don't know where the shatnez was, you can't sell it to a guy, since he may then turn around and sell it to a Yehudi. But you can use it as tachrichim for a mace. From here we see that by trias ha-mesim, mitzvahs will not apply, since the mesim will be wearing shatnez. Obviously, if they're allowed to do that, it obviously means that these mitzvahs do not apply to mesim. The Gemara says that a colored beged, if a kesem falls on it, it also becomes tame, just like a white beged. Reb Nosson Reb Yaisi says, a kesem cannot be metame, a beged savua, a colored beged. In fact, the reason the Chachamim allowed women to wear colored clothing is to preserve this kula by kesem on big date savua, since blood is hard to see on colors. In fact, at one time they wanted to aser colored clothing for a woman, completely, for all women, but they didn't in order to preserve this kula. This is brought in the Mishnah in Saita, Daf Mem Tes Amid Aleph, which says that during the time of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim assert certain luxuries out of grief for the Beis HaMikdash. Reb Nosson Reb Yosef says that when they thought about banning colorful garments, they refrained from doing that in order to keep this kula by kesamim, when women would wear colored begadim. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Tzadik Sif Yud says that a kesem, which is found on a colored beged, is tahor, with regard to all the halachas. Not only that, they say that it's a good idea for a woman to wear colored garments when she is tahor, so as to minimize problems regarding kesamim. The next Mishnah. If one wants to be mevatel a kesem of dam on a beged, they should treat it with seven types of detergent. Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara. If the seven detergents were used, but the stain remained, then she used soap, and it came out, it's a simon that the beged had dam in it. So if this beged, within this time, touched taharis, these taharis all become tame. If a zav uses a klicheris, and it absorbed the liquid of the zav, and a piece of the klicheris fell into a hot oven, we say that this oven becomes tame. Finally, if a revius of dam from a mace got absorbed in a house, any kalim in that house become tame with tumas oil. Daf Samach Gimel. Each of the chemicals mentioned in the Mishnah must be rubbed into the beged three times. The Mishnah. If a woman has a vest, a fixed cycle of seeing damnida, then we say dayashaita, and we're not chayshish for tuma lamafreya. If a woman has a physical change before her period, for example, always before her period she starts to feel pain, she has chills, if this happens three times, it helps to establish a vest as well. Gemara. If a woman has a vest kavua to get her period every 15 days, for example, and 1 month it takes 20 days, so the next month she becomes usher to her husband both on day 15, this is her vest kavua, as well as day 20, this is her vest haflaga, that was what happened last month, so now she has to be parish on day 20 as well. Once she sees dam three times on day 20, so the day 20 becomes a new chazaka, and she only becomes usher to her husband on day 20 of the next month. The next Mishnah. If a woman has a vest for 2 hours, the taharas for those 2 hours are usser. Rabbi Yossi says, on a day-related vest, she becomes usser for the hour of the vest, only for the hour. Rabbi Yehuda is machmer, and says that it's longer than just 1 hour. but it's a full ayna, a full period of 12 hours. If it was during the day, then the ayna is for the 12 hours of day. If it was at night, then the full ayna is for the 12 hours of the night. Gemara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, she may actually be usur all day of the vest. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the vest comes by day, then she is mutter the previous night, but is usur by day. In other words, the ayna is the 12 hours of the day. If the vest is by night, then she is usur at night, 12 hours, the ayna period of 12 hours of the night, but she is mutter by day. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that we asur the full ayna, not just the hour like Rabbi Yaisi, but rather the full 12-hour period. And this is brought in Yerodea, Shulchan Aruch, Semen Kuf Pei Dalad, Sif Beis. This means, when we say ayna, we mean that if she saw dam last month by day, that she must be pirish on day 30. We're also machmer, like the famous Shita of the Or Zeruah, who says that she must be pirish not only for the ayna, i.e. the 12-hour day, but the preceding ayna as well, i.e. the 12-hour night which preceded that. So in practical terms, this means that she's now usur for the full 24-hour period of day 30. This is referred to as the ayna beinonis, or the vest beinonis. Of course, as we mentioned, the husband and wife must also separate on the vest haflaga as well. This is her personal day, as calculated from the time between the last two periods that she's had herself. In addition, most are machmer, like the Chavis Das, to be parish not only on day 30, as we mentioned before, but on day 31 as well. The pasuk and Vayikra Tesvav Vihisartem es Bnei Yisrael mitumasa, you shall separate Bnei Yisrael from Tuma. From here, Rabbi Yirmiyahu says that we should not only be parish on the vest, but samach levesta as well. Rava says this means the ayna, the 12-hour period preceding her ayna that she's keeping. Was, as we mentioned before, and this is where the famous sheet of the Or Zeruah comes from, that we're not only noyeg to be parish for the 12-hour ayna period, but for the 12 hours preceding it as well. The Mishnah. If a woman saw dam every month on day 15, so it's a chazaka three times, and this is called a vest kavua, and 1 month she saw on day 20, so for the next month, both day 15 and day 20 are usur. If she saw a second month on day 20, then both are still usur. But if she saw it three times on day 20, day 15 falls away, and the new vest kavua is day 20. And a vest kavua only gets established if they see it three times. Daf Samach Dalad, the Gemara. Rav says if a woman saw on day 15, then day 16, day 7, then on day 17, and this is a pattern, this is referred to as vest hadilug, which is skipping from 1 month to the next, so the next month she must be chayshish on day 18. Shmuel says, we need a fourth month. We need now a day 16, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So the 19 becomes the fourth month. Since the chazaka is three jumps, not three re'is. 15 to 16 is one. 16 to 17 is 2, 17 to 18 is 3. The next Mishnah. Women regarding dam besulim, they're considered like grapevines. Some produce red wine, some produce black wine. Some women have a lot of blood, some have a little. But like every vine has some wine, every woman has some dam besulim. The Gemara says, if she doesn't have a lot of dam, it's a siman that she won't have a lot of children. This marks the end of this parak. Parak Yud Tinaikis. The Mishnah. If we have a child who is too young to see dam besulim, but she got married, Beis Shammai says when she has relations, if there is dam, we allow 4 nights to assume the blood she has is from dam besulim, not dam nida. Beis Shammai says we give her until the wound heals. If she was a nara, capable of seeing dam nida, but hadn't seen it yet, and she got married, Beis Shammai says she gets 1 night to assume dam besulim. Beis Hillel says 4 nights. If she already saw dam nida, then Beis Shammai says she only gets 1 bia to assume dam came from besulim. Beis Hillel says all night. Gemara. In case number 2, the case of Nara, if they had bia by day, Rav says she gets 4 nights. Levi says she loses it, but only gets 4 einus. Gemara says the derech is to have tashmish by night, not by day. And Shmuel says, it's possible to have tashmish with a besula and still not break open the besulim on the first attempt. Daf Samachay. They said that Rav says a bageres always gets the first night as dam besulim, whether she saw dam before or not. When a person gets old, it becomes much harder for him to have parnasa, i.e. when a person lacks teeth, he has a shortage of bread. Rabbi Yossi says, if you want to be metaher taharas from yayin nesach, then the equipment must be cleaned with boiling water for a period of an oina, for 12 hours. Rav and Shmuel Paskin, Bayal be'ilas mitzvah uparish, after the chasana, even by aktana, they have the bia shal mitzvah, and then they must separate. In other words, we say that she becomes a nida immediately following her first bia, and then she's required to count shivanakiyim, and then go to the mikvah. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph rules that a besula is considered a nida after her first bia, even if she doesn't see any blood, because there's a concern that she may have bled a little bit, and the blood may have been concealed by her husband's shichva zera. If a woman sees dam nida after tashmish, if she sees it three times, it establishes a chazaka, and she can't have relations with this man until she knows what it is exactly. But if there is a wound there, we can assume it came from that wound. Daf Samach Vav. Just because a woman has a cheskes dam during tashmish by husband number one will not necessarily guarantee that she'll have dam during tashmish from husband number two, since different people have different evarim, and bias may be different as well. If someone tells other people about their tzaras, when the other people are mispal for them, it will help the tzaras go away. Since people aren't experts in calculating yimei nida, Rebbe was misaken that if a woman sees any dam, she must wait until the dam stops completely, and she then counts the shivanakim. And in fact, Rebbe Zera said that Benayis Yisrael were machmer on themselves, that even if they see just a drop of dam, tipas dam kechardel, a drop of blood the size of a mustard seed, they still observe the Shiva Nikiyam. If a woman had birth pains during her Ziva period, and then she gave birth to a Nephel, we say that she must keep the Shiva Nikiyam, since even though normally Dam Leda is not Metame, but this doesn't apply to a Nephel, and we say, Efshar lepsichas hakever b'lay dam, it's impossible for the womb to open up without some blood coming out. Rava says, before going to the mikvah, a woman cleans herself. This is called chafifa, so that there shouldn't be any chatzitza when she goes into the mikvah. The main element of this is to wash her hair. When she washes her hair, she shouldn't use neser or chol, since this may pluck out hairs, which will end up sticking within the rest of the hair, these loose hairs, and this will cause chatzitza, separations, when she goes into the mikvah. And when she goes and does the chafifa, she should use warm water. Rava said, a man should teach his wife to wash folds of her skin with water, for example, underarms, so there won't be a chatzitza. Aye, but in a different brisa we learned that if the water of the mikveh does not come in contact with the inside of the folds at hidden places, for example, inside the mouth, the tefillah is still good. So why do we care about chatzitzas in the folds? Our answer is, the water doesn't have to actually enter her mouth or enter the folds, but it must be roi, it must be capable of entering. That's why these places must be washed. And this is what Reb Zera said, Kol ha-ra'i lebila, ein bila ma'keves, v'chol she'ein ha-ra'i lebila, bila ma'keves. This was said regarding the Karban Mincha, that we know that up to 60 esrayinim of flour could be put in a keli, and then it will still be ra'i to mix with shemen, with oil. It'll still be capable of being mixed with oil, because it doesn't take up 60 esrayinim, fill it up, but doesn't overfill it up with flour. This is what was referred to as belula ba'shemen, mixing it with the oil. But if it has 61 esrayinim, then it's so full of the flour that it won't mix well at all. Therefore, it will pass all the carbon. Aye, but if one forgets to mix it completely, then we say even if one forgets to mix it completely, it's still kasher b'di'evit. Aye, but if you have 61, then it's pasul automatically, even b'di'evit. The reason that's the case is, why is it if a person forgets to mix it, then it's kasher b'di'evit? But if a person has 61, then it's pasul automatically, even b'di'evit. This is because once it has 61, it's not even roi to be mixed. Because once it has 61, the keli is so full of flour that the oil cannot mix with it at all. But if it was roi, but if it was less than 60, even if it wasn't mixed, then b'di'evit it's kosher. This is because kol ha-roi labila, something which is roi to be mixed, ain bila makevis, the fact that you didn't mix it is not makev. But if it's chol she'ain roi labila, something which is not roi to be mixed, then bila makevis, because it wasn't even capable of being mixed. And in fact, once the shivcha of Rebbe went to the mikvah, and after coming out of the mikveh they found a bone which was stuck between her teeth, so they said that she must be tevel again, even though water doesn't have to go into the mouth. But since it wasn't ra'i, so to say, it wasn't possible to get between the two teeth because there was something sticking there between the teeth, therefore, it's ein ra'i labila. Therefore, they required an additional tefillah. Finally, Rava said if they found a chatzitza after tefillah, if she immersed just after chafifa, then she doesn't have to re-tevel, since we can assume the chatzitza came after the tefillah. Others say that if the chafifa was on the same day as the tefillah, a new tefillah is not needed. The Rambam, in Hilchos Mikvais, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin, said that in all cases, no matter when the chafifa was done, if a chatzitza was found, a new tefillah must be done. What Rebbe meant was that if the chafifa was samach to the tefillah, chafifa doesn't have to be done again. But tefillah does have to be done again.